courts, primaries, and the socialist shock reshaping democratic politics. Three distinct currents are simultaneously reshaping the American domestic political landscape. Federal courts are actively redrawing the boundaries of executive power over elections and immigration. The Democratic Party's internal fault lines are cracking open along ideological lines. And the aftershocks of New York City's Democratic socialist primary sweep continue to reverberate far beyond the five boroughs. The Supreme Court delivered a 6-3 ruling, siding with the Trump administration on immigration enforcement, a decision that signals how the conservative supermajority is likely to approach executive power cases more broadly, with the court itself reportedly acknowledging that blockbuster cases loom. Simultaneously, Chief U.S. Court District Judge Denise Casper in Boston converted her preliminary injunction against Trump's elections executive order into a permanent ban, making her the third federal judge to do so. Three permanent injunctions against the same order constitutes a clear constitutional pattern. The administration's theory of executive authority over election administration has not found purchase in the federal courts. Adding further complexity, the U.S. that Postal Service chief told the Senate that the Postal Service will not deliver ballots without state voter lists, a statement with significant operational implications for vote-by-mail states heading into 2028. The New York City race, in which Democratic socialist Zohran Mamdani swept the Democratic primary, has produced some of the sharpest intra-party rhetoric of the current cycle. Trump and Speaker Johnson reached immediately for the word communism, a deliberate rhetorical choice designed to nationalize a local result as a 2026 midterm frame. More revealing was Senator John Fetterman's response. The Pennsylvania Democrat went on record warning against what he called the dirtbag left, publicly breaking from his party's progressive flank with notably direct language. Fetterman has been carving out a distinctive political lane. His positions on Israel, his blue-collar aesthetic, and now this comment place him at odds with both the AOC wing and the Clinton-era centrist brand, a positioning that may be durable in Pennsylvania, but faces real tests in 2028 Senate dynamics. The 2028 presidential picture is already reshuffling in ways that would have seemed unlikely at the start of the year. Governor Gavin Newsom, widely considered the default frontrunner after the 2024 cycle, has dropped to double-digit deficits behind former Vice President Kamala Harris in recent primary surveys. Harris apparently retains the institutional loyalty and name recognition that confer structural advantages in early polling, while Newsom's California political record, including the homelessness crisis, cost of living pressures, and a recall attempt, presents a harder sell nationally than his early positioning suggested. Smaller stories fill out a picture of sustained legal and political turbulence. Democrats are calling for an investigation into what is being described as Trump's $250 bill project. A judge has ordered the Trump team to explain a tarp covering something at the Kennedy Center. The DOJ has threatened to sue California over a Glock ban taking effect July 1st, and Paramount denied promising Trump any changes at CNN amid a state lawsuit threat. A reminder that media ownership, regulatory scrutiny, and editorial independence are increasingly entangled.